8:50 on Connect FM. It's a Friday. It's your morning connection, and we're running out of time, about 10 minutes to go. But we always have enough time for Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, because we need to review Tri-County Insider News for the past week. Hey there, Bronson. How are you?
Well, we're definitely in October now. I could tell that this morning coming in.
It was a little chilly, a little crispy there this morning, but feels like an October morning. And hey, we'll survive, won't we?
I believe so, at least.
We survived. And we've made it this far, and we made it through the week. A lot of interesting news stories this week, and I am interested in finding out what were the top stories in Tri-County Insider News this past week.
Yeah, our top story happened on October 9th. It was just growing in popularity by the time we had the week in review last week, but it's definitely top of the charts now for our top story.
All right.
And that would be a public meeting that happened in Brockway. Now, this has to do with the infamous trash train that has been proposed for Snyder Township. Now, if approved by DEP, this would make... would allow a train to come in and a transfer facility to be built right off of 219 for them to offload trash that's in sealed containers onto trucks. And then the trucks will then take that trash to the landfill, Green Tree Landfill, and then dump it there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were a lot of heated discussions. A lot of residents didn't like the idea of this, with complaints like traffic increases, smells, things of that nature. And while this is very, very early in the process, and those with Green Tree don't exactly know what it's going to look like in the end, they tried to answer the questions the best they could, but only so much they were able to answer at this point.
So next step is what DEP decides, and
yes,
it's an ongoing developing story, and we appreciate you keeping us posted. All right, so that clearly is on top of the stack. I'm sure we have some strong contenders.
There is a strong contender, and it was a statement made by Clearfield County Commissioner this week. Commissioner Dave Glass, he had come out and said, with all the recent headlines nationally with the group ICE, and he believes that going forward, since the Moshannon Valley Processing Center is being more or less rented out to ICE, that he will not support that when contract renewals come up next year.
Okay. Yeah, I know that stirred up quite a bit of interest as well. The next thing we do on Tri-County Insider News, the week in review, is we take a little bit of spin on the top stories and find out what were the stories that our listeners interacted with the most. So what do we have there?
Well, we have two of them here that are court cases that are either upcoming or has an update with them.
Okay.
The first one is the legal battle between former DuBois Police Chief Blaine Clark and the city itself. There was a motion filed for the next meeting or next court date that will address preliminary objections filed by the defense for October 28th at 1 p.m. This all follows an April 2025 court appearance where the defense had said that the case should be dismissed and the judge needed to really take all the information into assessment. And now that this has been his decision.
All right. So that's coming up within the next 2 weeks, one that we'll be following closely. And I think I know what the other court case was. That would probably be a Saplesio-Schaefer court case.
That it is.
In the federal court. So give us an update on that.
Our latest update with that, about 30 days after their preliminary hearing on September 11th, it was October 14th, the judge has decided to deny the bill of particulars for Saplesio and Schaefer. We've been talking for this about a year at this point, I think, that they really wanted a detailed list of what allegations and alleged transactions are actually being made against them. And the government always argued on the other side of they didn't need to show their hand, they only needed to prove so much was stolen or used without any authorization. And now the judge has denied the bill of particulars for them. Mm-hmm. And there were no next steps in that court documents released. However, during that preliminary hearing, it was very much inferred by the judge that the next steps was moving on to a trial date itself. And they had hinted during that time, probably during the spring.
Okay. So logic would tell us that the next thing we hear out of that federal case, and again, we emphasize it's a federal case, so that there will be a court date set, and we'll see if that follows through. All right, just a couple of minutes to go here, Bronson. So I don't want to leave you out in the cold, which we could easily do on a day like today.
Definitely could.
I could have locked the door and kept you out in the cold today. But what we want to know, what do you, Bronson Rasmussen, choose as your top story, top local news story of the week?
Well, this one has some very important information for Dubois and currently Sandy Township residents. Soon, as most people know, we'll be going into one community here, the new city of Dubois. And of course, we need a budget for that. Now, just simply combining the two municipalities really doesn't bode well when it comes to finances. Mm-hmm. So we have a preliminary look at this budget with no tweaks or anything. We sit at around a $950,991 deficit, which would be negatives at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So something does need to happen with this, and lawmakers have argued what they should do, whether that does mean increasing taxes or even cutting some services. Mm-hmm. But that is a very early indication of how the budget will look, and really lawmakers need to make this decision moving forward.
Absolutely. It's always the only solution is either a decrease of expenditures or an increase of income, increase of revenue. So they got to either choose one or two of those or both.
A little bit of both, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what the outcome is. All right, Bronson, thank you so much. That is our Tri-County Insider News, the week in review for this week. Hey, have a great weekend.
Yeah, everyone have a nice weekend. We'll see you next Friday.